halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook. Vic is in that state of pleasant suspension which follows a substantial meal and is somewhat limp in consequence. Zaid, who joined him only a few moments ago after her nightly bout with the dinner dishes, seems to have a wifely edge. She's been gazing at her spouse some little time with that speculative hostility familiar to the most devoted of couples. And now she says...
They just can't leave you alone, can they?
You allude, no doubt, to invidiously to my life?
I sure do.
Well, don't bother.
Such a greedy, grasping bunch of fellas I never heard.
Your references to the executives of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way?
My references to them men there in Chicago that never let a week go by but what they don't try to sell you some crazy thing. I wonder they don't try to sell you the courthouse.
This discussion will get us nowhere, Sadie. I suggest we drop it.
You going to buy that policeman's outfit they advertised?
Been looking through this catalog, huh?
Sure.
I believe it was addressed to me.
Billy Club, Star, and Handcuff. They got the same identical set down at Yamilton's, only it's for children and priced 50 cents. In your booklet there, I noticed they want $2.50 for their policeman's outfit.
I'm not particularly interested in continuing this pointless conversation, but I'd like to say that you are laboring under a foolish delusion. The article advertised in this catalog is not a policeman's outfit.
It is, too. Billy Club, Star, and Handcuff.
Very well, Sadie. Suit yourself.
Every single week, some darn thing. Cabinets, robes, plumed hats, diplomas, ribbons, tassels. Goodness, they'd pry you loose from your last penny if you had a chance.
You can't start an argument with me, Dr. Sneech.
I saw an advertisement in there where they'll tattoo you for $14. Why wouldn't that be nice? Draw $14 on the bank, go to Chicago, and get yourself tattooed.
You studied this lodge literature very carefully, I guess.
Yes, I did. I wanted to see what new ridiculous trash some Chicago fellas had thought up.
Sadie, I will tell you an improving little story.
No bother.
Sadie, I will tell you an improving little story.
No bother.
I feel it my duty to tell you an improving little story.
Believe I got something in my tooth.
One gets each round state, one gets something in one's teeth.
Garbage Man was telling me the other day his brother got something in his tooth on his wedding day. And he was so taken up with it that, you know, he didn't pay any attention to the ceremony and he never heard the preacher's question and neglected to say, I do.
The garbage man's brother leads an exciting life.
Well, first they get something in their tooth, their eyes glaze over, and they're oblivious to what's going on around them, even if the roof is caving in. My Aunt Florence got something in her tooth. It was the only tooth she had. She was 89 years old. And she stepped barefooted on a carpet tack at the same time. Well, I guess her brain was deadened by what she had in her tooth and stimulated by the tack in her foot to where she was at complete dead center, and she said,
Hey.
What on earth? Rush, that you?
Hi.
What happened?
I banged my head against the door.
What?
I banged my head against the door.
Well, how could you do that? The light's on.
Maybe he had round stake in his tooth and a tack in his foot. Greetings, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, people.
Well, how could you bang your head against the door?
I done it on purpose.
One wonders about one tiny son's tiny intellect.
Well, I was trying out a theory of Bluetooth Johnson. Bluetooth claims if you slam your head against the door lightly, it'll hurt. But if you lunge at the half-wit door like an angry bull, you'll stun yourself to where there's no sensation.
Bluetooth don't sound any too bright.
No, up at school, Bluetooth is considered very bright.
By the teachers?
No, not by the teachers. By his personal friends. There's been some talk about Bluetooth leaving his brains to science. Bluetooth figures he's got an odd-shaped set of brains. He's banged him into so many wooden and concrete fences and junk that he thinks the gray matter in his cranium is congealed into frozen chunks that have chipped off and fallen down to the base of his skull.
Oh, English.
Oh, excuse me, Mom. I forgot for the moment there was ladies present.
Huh.
What were we discussing, Sade, before our dear one stormed in?
Policeman's outfit the lodge wants to sell you for $2.50.
Well, I believe I was on the point of telling you an improving little story.
Your head hurt?
I'm beginning to be aware of a faint tingling sensation.
Liable to have a lump.
It wouldn't astonish me in the slightest.
There's me strange. A monstrous big high school boy supposed to have some sense to go around button his head into doors like a billy goat. Seems like there'd be other kinds of entertainment.
Your mother's a trifle out of sorts this evening. Forgive her, won't you?
Not out of sorts. Don't mean to be crabby, but... Every time we get mail from them lodge fellas, it makes me mad.
You're not asked to read mail from lodge headquarters. You're not supposed to read mail from lodge headquarters. Mail from lodge quarters is addressed to me personally.
You getting the policeman's outfit Mom mentioned?
It is not a policeman's outfit.
Sounds like it.
Well, it isn't.
Billy club, star, and handcuffs. If it's not a policeman's outfit...
Mustard Pastor, old hammer toe. I didn't open up this conversation with the object in view of starting a jolly argument.
Mm. 4-year-old Charlie Husher up at the corner got one of them tests. You send away for yours, and then you and little Charlie can play robber.
Can I do something for you, Sadie?
No, thanks.
Can I bring you a glass of water? Maybe you'd like an orange.
No.
This star pictured in the catalog, Rush, is to be worn inside your suit coat. You pin it on the lining, just like any other lodge emblem.
All fresher than strangers, huh? Keep their members.
Exactly. Say, for instance, that I'm in some distant city on business. I'm not acquainted with anybody, and I'm lonesome. I see an agreeable-looking fella, and I jerk my coat open and display my star. If he's a lodge brother, he smiles, proffers his hand, and a warm friendship is begun.
Mm-hmm.
Most fraternal emblems are worn on the lapel. The disadvantage of that is that any old slob can come up and claim member or brotherhood. In every organization, son, there's always a few undesirable characters. If you wear the emblem on your lapel, these undesirable characters come up and try to foist themselves on you, even try to borrow money. This way, your emblem is concealed. You only have to show it to any fella that you want to show it to.
Hmm.
I believe I'll buy one of these. Beg pardon, Katie?
I didn't say anything.
Gov, if a man come up to me and jerked open his coat and showed me a star, I'd think I was being arrested.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, now, look here.
What is it, Gov?
A life-size cast iron statue of our founder, R.J. Cox.
Golly, nice size. You wouldn't keep that in the house, would you?
Put it in your front yard.
Oh, like over on Oakland Avenue.
Oakland Avenue?
Yeah, you've seen that big house over on Oakland Avenue near Mercer Street. They've got a big cast iron statue on the lawn. Elf or something.
Oh, yeah, I believe I have. Well, our lawn, however, is scarcely big enough for such an ordinance.
Heck no. Looks funny to have a life-size statue of a guy out in front.
How much do you want for that?
$175.
Well, let's buy two. Maybe they got statues of B.J. Bonk in different poses. Maybe we could order a couple where he's shaking hands with himself.
Very, very funny.
$175.
Sadie, while I'm thinking about it, the lodge founder's name is R.J. Conk and not B.J. Bonk. You mispronounced the name purposely. I'd rather you wouldn't.
And if that box with the Billy Club star and handcuffs in it ain't a policeman's outfit, then what is it? Explain about the star and how you wear it under your coat, but you never mentioned the Billy Club and the handcuffs. So what are they for?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Oh, it's a policeman's outfit. Nothing but a policeman's outfit. Seen the same identical set down at Hamilton. Same identical set. And all that for 50 cents. Your cute lodge fellas want $2.50. $2.50 for a child's toy.
Aren't you dwelling on the subject rather a long time, Sadie?
Sure.
By George, you take me now. Anybody walk up to me and jerk open his coat and flash a badge, I'd get the impression that I was under arrest.
Let us drop the subject.
Okay.
Well, 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 this is interesting. This tattooed fella.
Is that the fellow with his shirt off and tattooing all over his back?
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Oh, did you look through the catalog, Mom?
Uh-huh.
Fella looks familiar.
F.U. Honk, probably.
Your humorous pronunciation of the name R.J. Conk makes me hold my sides with hysterical laughter.
May I examine the catalog, please, Gus?
Here you are, Mustard Plaster.
Why, George, he's got plenty of tattooing on his back. Name, Sam Fleet. Residence, 2724 29th Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, no wonder he looks familiar. I know Sam Fleet. He's a member of Dizzy Diana Chapter, St. Paul, Minnesota. I met Sam Fleet at a convention in Joliet in 1938.
Boy, he sure is tattooed.
Yes, sir. Old Sam Fleet.
Listen to what all he's got printed on his back, Mom.
I saw it.
Name, Sam Fleet. Residence, 2724 29th Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Age, 46. Occupation, gasoline station attendant. Single. In case of accident, notify Joe Fleet, 1765 South Maple Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas. And then a bunch of Greek junk.
Latin junk?
Well, Latin junk, then. In hoc agricola, dom domino...
Oh, cut it out, Pete. You read Latin like a sick horse.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Right. That tattooed man got his age tattooed on his back.
Uh-huh. Age 46.
Well, his age will change.
Change?
Well, sure. As soon as he has a birthday, the information on his back will be stale.
By golly, that's so. All this information will be stale, except his name. Look. He's got name, Sam Fleet. Well, that's right, and always will be right. Residence, 2724 29th Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, he might move.
Sure he might move.
He'll go around the rest of his life with the wrong address tattooed on his back.
Age, 46.
Next year he'll be 47.
Occupation, gasoline station attendant.
You're liable to get fired.
Yeah, or take another job. Single.
Yeah, and when he gets married, won't his wife feel flattered? Have a husband with single tattooed on his back.
In case of an accident, notify Joe Fleet, 1765 South Maple Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas.
Joe might move.
Some folks are capable of extracting huge amounts of innocent fun from very flimsy material.
Okay.
My catalog, please.
Oh, them large fellas up there in Chicago are just plain loony.
Here we have small statues of R.J. Cox, suitable for bookends, paperweights, door holders, or radiator ornaments.
Well, now a statue of R.G. Gunk stuck on the front of your automobile as a radiator ornament, that sure looks funny.
Why?
Bald head and whiskers? Those radiator ornaments are pretty girls or animals or birds.
Kiddo.
An old jink with whiskers and bald head and
kiddo
stuck up.
R.J. Conk founded the sacred stars of the Milky Way. Us fellas in the lodge hold him in reverence. It disturbs me to hear him spoken of disrespectfully.
Yeah, I was just talking.
R.J. Conk has written some mighty fine books. Right here they are. Someday I intend to own a set. I think Rush would benefit by it.
The catalog, please, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Ah, $2 in Latin, $6 in English.
For the whole set?
No, for each volume.
How many volumes?
10.
How many volumes?
10.
Well, let's see, that'd be...
Be $20 if you wanted them printed in Latin, and $60 if you wanted them printed in English.
Who on earth could want books printed in Latin?
That's probably the catch. Nobody. Why, you could afford to offer the Latin ones at a nickel a volume.
Sure.
Hey, here's more statues of R.J. Conk. You can get a statue of him wearing a lodge robe or a full-dress suit or swimming trunks.
Wait, let's see.
By George R.J.
I will take my catalog, please, Rush.
Well, I want to show Mom these...
I will take my catalog, I say, Rush.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Upstairs. I'm tired and probably will retire directly.
It's awful early.
That doesn't alter the fact that I am weary. Good night.
Good night.
Night, Jeff.
Night.
Rummy, Mom?
All right. I'll play a game.
Let's have a tournament. Best 3 out of 5.
Get the cards.
You know, I guess we heard Gov's feeling.
Yeah.
Well, heck. Imagine having tattooed on your back, Sam Fleet, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes. Age 46.
Single.
Work, filling station attendant.
In case of accident, notify Joe Fleet. Funny, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's play Rummy.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.